You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, as always, Carol Morgan. Carol, continuing our series on how not to break these New Year's resolutions. I'm looking forward to this conversation. If it's as entertaining as our pre-show banter, promises to be really interesting and informative.
And definitely informative. Yes, so far I've done pretty well this year on my New Year's resolutions, so hopefully I can keep sticking to them.
Yep, well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Ulrich Bienname. He is a health wellness expert, or as he like to call himself, a health wellness disciplinarian with Bienname Strength and Stretch Studio. Ulrich, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Happy New Year's to you.
Well, happy New Year's to you all also. We're moving forward on a great new year. It's seemed to be a very, how would you say, goal-oriented, goal-reaching year so far.
Yep, outstanding. Well, we're getting a lot to talk about. Before we get into that, do quickly give us an overview of the studio, what that's all about.
Well, it's about looking at an individual and an individual's health status. Health status being your cardiovascular condition, your muscular endurance, your muscular strength, and we like to say most importantly, your muscular flexibility. And so we assess you in those different areas. And then from there, we say, this is where you are. This is where we need to make improvements. Mm-hmm. And so this is our exercise prescription based on those different components. And so the studio uses you not only as an individual, but the equipment is you moving without restriction. In other words, our treadmill is manually or self-powered.
Ooh.
It's not a motor.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Most people get false sense of running when there's a motorized treadmill. So ours, you have to self-power it. So you can talk all about, oh, I did 15 minutes on the treadmill. When you get on our treadmill, it's a whole different story. And then our bicycle sways from side to side like a regular outdoor bike would. And so what's happening with a lot of the injuries that we're seeing in the field of health, wellness, or of fitness is that the stationary bicycle doesn't move with you. And so you're straining from the knees.
Hurts my knees?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we have to recognize that energy is not created nor destroyed. It's just transferred from one means to the next. So that machine that you are on or that you're using should move with you.
Right.
It shouldn't be stable. And so our bike moves with you so that you have that real feel of being on an outdoor bike.
That's really cool.
I bet you'd be a whole different experience.
Oh, very much so.
I might actually like stationary bike riding then.
Well, you would because your body's moving.
Right.
And so the energy is flowing side to side. Now, a class of 20, 30 people might get you hyped, but the strain and the stress on the tendons and ligaments and the knees and the hips. And that's why you've seen a lot of hip replacements of individuals who were in exercise programs over the years.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
That's fascinating. See, I'm one of those people that calls the treadmill the dreadmill.
There you are.
I hate being in an enclosed room. I need to be outside and fresh air and
the
elements. I hate every single piece of equipment in any gym, anywhere.
And
I might like yours, though.
Oh, you would like ours.
I'm intrigued by those.
You would like ours. And the other thing is when you're on the treadmill or on the bicycle, you're looking out into the shopping center so you can see movement.
Mm-hmm.
You can see movement. We do not have TVs, and we're still debating about that, but I'm thinking no, because I don't want that distraction.
I don't want to watch Fox News when I'm exercising.
Thank you. Thank you. I want you to
depressing.
Hear. you can put on some music, but I want you to hear your heartbeat.
Right.
That's the main thing. I want you to hear your breathing.
Uh-huh.
And we're real big on breathing, because to help reduce stress, you have to properly breathe. And most people breathe, through the mouth instead of the correct way of sealing the lips and inhaling through the nostrils. And the nostril has the natural filter. The hairs in the nostril filters the irritants and pollutants. But when you breathe through your throat, that's how you have a sore throat.
Yeah.
So breathe.
We're gonna need a lot more time here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, everybody wants a flat stomach, right? Wants those abs, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what do? You have to breathe correctly, and you have to breathe 2 inches below the navel and not up in the diaphragm or by the chest. you breathe lower. So that helps to push the abdominals in.
You know, so it sounds like not only are you a, you know, fitness and health and wellness buff, but you know a lot about the body and anatomy. Do you,
yes.
What is your background related to that?
So I was fortunate to arrive in Atlanta in 1981, where I attended Morehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a science major, studied chemistry, biology, and physics, and minored in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mind tells the body where to go. So I saw the importance of psychology. From there, I went to Georgia State and received my master's in sports nutrition.
There you go. Okay.
And it's been a very, not only a blessing to be in the field that I'm in, but it's a calling, it's a service. Because one of our sayings is, your health is your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And so working with individuals, a lot of corporate executives, a lot of entrepreneurs, I see they get to a point where, you know, I've made, you know, $100 million, you know, but look at my health.
Mm-hmm.
What are my concerns in life now that I've achieved these financial goals? It's my health. And so all along, you know, I like to plug in, your health is your wealth. Your health is your wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, people kind of like, you know, I wish I could, you know, pay for my health. I should have done something, should have, would have, could have, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 yeah. years ago. So one of the things I tell people is, as far as a budding entrepreneur or corporate executive, you need to start with health progress. You start with a health program, because that's mm-hmm. what's going to keep your mind fresh. That's what's going to keep your body energized. And so like in 2018, when we saw the crash, when people were going for new jobs, people were saying, I'm not healthy. And so the employers were looking and saying, we're not going to hire this 45-year-old individual who's not healthy. We're going to hire this 25 mm-hmm. or 30-year-old individual who is.
Mm-hmm.
But if that 45, 50-year-old individual is healthy, look sharply, like, he's got the experience, they've got health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to bring in.
Yeah, so important. Gosh, yes. I don't know where to go. I have 50 questions I want to ask you right now. I mean, the genesis of the conversation was around the New Year's resolution that we all make around this time of the year. And that frustrates me in an entirely different way, because I always think of the line from a film that every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around. So I hate that people wait till January 1 to make a decision like this.
Yes.
But fact is, most people do. Now, as it turns out, I just found out from you pre-show that yesterday was the official National Break Your Resolution Day.
That
Why
is
are we so bad at this?
We don't have the correct plan. When I mean correct, I mean you have gone to the doctor and you have gotten a clearance on your medical health concerns. And let's say you may have high blood pressure. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't work out, but you have to have a structured program to deal with your hypertension, to deal with your heart disease. And so you then have to make sure that you're going to the right health wellness expert or trainer
mm-hmm.
that can look and see, because you have these health issues, we may not be able to do this, but we can do that. And so a lot of times it comes back down to the flexibility, the stretching, the breathing, the releasing of stress. And that's the one thing that many people are not doing, is releasing their stress. And so if you are already stressed and you're putting your own program together from what you remember 15 years ago when you were that all-star athlete, you're trying to do something that your body is not going to respond to. So you get frustrated and you're not getting the benefits of releasing the stress, which is what you've put on over the years. And so the breathing, the stretching releases the stretch. And I've had clients 2-3 years, all we've done is breathing and stretching, because they've had that much tension in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the joints are so tight. Some of them were former runners. And what happens is, because they didn't stretch after the runs, the joints have tightened. They've locked up. So mm-hmm. now we have to open up the joints. We have to let the muscles breathe.
Stop talking about me.
Oh.
No, you're describing me exactly.
So if the gym shoe fits, wear it. And so that's the other thing. People don't have the right equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got my shoes. I'm going to put those shoes on. But those shoes you've had for the last year. So, you know, you need to make sure you have stability in the shoes. You know, whether you supinate or pronate as far as your, mm-hmm. you know, your gait, as far as your run, you have to have that corrected. And so you have to do things which are going to give you the right equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the correct discipline or the correct direction to say, this is what I'm going to do, what I need to do. And the discipline is, don't put yourself in something that you're in a position that you're going to fail. Okay, I'm going to get up every morning at 6. Well, you haven't been getting up every morning at 6. Right. So, you know, you need to slowly look at trying mm-hmm. to do those changes, which are going to give you the results you want. You know, and a lot of people, they overplan, they, you know, right. overthink. You haven't been doing anything for the last, let's just say, 6 months.
Right.
Well, now all of a sudden you want to commit to 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. But what do those 5 days consist of?
Right.
3 of those days may just need to be stretching and breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The other 2 may not need to be running, but walking and increasing your speed, your intensity of your walking. You know, people, oh, I'm going to get out there, those shoes, I'm going to put them on and I'm going to run. No. You have to make sure that you slowly achieve your goals mm-hmm. and that you're not frustrated with those goals that you've set. You've got plenty of time. Heck, it's taking you how long to start your program?
Right.
What makes you think you're going to be able to get yourself in shape in this little bit of time? Take your time. Plan correctly.
Mm-hmm. Much to think about here. Ulrich, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with 2 home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, we're back with Ulrich Bien-Aimé with Bien-Aimé Strength and Stretch Studio.
So let's talk a little bit about the relationship between strength and flexibility and
kind
of how you achieve that perfect synergy.
Yes, strength and flexibility. Well, strength, flexibility, a strong muscle or a flexible muscle is a strong muscle.
Mm-hmm.
A weak muscle is a tight muscle. So really our strength comes from our flexibility, from being able to move that muscle through its full range, from the insertion of the muscle, or say from the origin of the muscle to the insertion, the full range of the motion. That's what's going to give the body the ability to strengthen itself. Strengthen and lengthen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants that nice lean muscle, but it has to be lean in the aspect of from that origin to the insertion. So you have to have that flexibility. So it's almost, sometimes flexibility comes before the strength.
Mm-hmm.
And so the strength is also not just the flexibility or the body's what we call ability to move a certain amount of weight or a certain amount of poundage, but it's the mind. So you have to get your mind strong to say, I can do this. And that's when it comes back to, are you doing a correct discipline or directed program? You can do a lot of things, but you may not be able to do them right now. So we have to be able to have a flexible mind or an open mind to be able to achieve the strength that we need, or to be able to strengthen the mind in order to let the body be strong or to be flexible. But flexibility is just, it's so underrated.
Oh, I have to assume, and I'm speaking for myself here as well, that I think that's the last thing that most people, even if I credit them for thinking about, well, I want to pay a little bit more attention to my health.
Yes.
I want to exercise more. I want to go to the gym. I want to run. But they never think about stretching. And I'm the first to admit, I had some problems with my knee on this marathon adventure of mine.
Mm.
And it came down to the fact that I wasn't doing enough strength training to strengthen my joints, and I wasn't stretching properly. And that was the cause of my runner's knee issues.
Yes.
I worked hard. I trained almost 600 miles for this thing. I mean, I feel good about that. But there was so much more I could have done to make that experience entirely different.
Yes.
I guess one way I want to phrase the question is, how should someone who's listening to this, right now, they're probably overwhelmed thinking, oh my God. Most people judge this success or failure by looking at a scale.
Yes.
And based on our pre-show conversation, that is absolutely the wrong way to do this.
Yes.
In a minute, which is probably impossible, how should you begin to rethink how you judge your progress, success, or failure here?
Yes. Well, that you've achieved that small goal every day. And that day could be breaking it down into morning, afternoon, evening. Did you get your water in?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get your 3 square meals in? Are you doing the 5-10 minutes a day of walking? Because once again, we're trying to accomplish realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's small incremental changes. And those are the things you need to look at. Don't feel bad that, okay, I only walked 6 minutes today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, seven. So you're slowly increasing. You're slowly intensifying. But you're doing it at a very gradual, steady pace. Always remember, tortoise in the hare.
Mm-hmm.
Tortoise wins the race. Slow and easy. And, you know, the thing that I hear you saying as far as, you know, the knee, well, did you soak? Did you get massage? Nope. See, those are the things.
No, I soaked my feet and Epsom salts.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Didn't
but
my knee.
You didn't do the knee. Nope. You know, and so I think a lot of men need to be a little bit more in touch with their feminine side and
soak in the tub.
They need to soak in the tub.
Oh, look, and we're not talking about going to some nice spa for your massage that you do with your wife on vacation. There is very, very legitimate medicinal things
Epsom
that you do.
Epsom salt.
Every professional athlete you watch on TV, when they go back in that locker room, they're getting rub downs, and there's a reason. That's not because they're hoity-toity athletes that are famous. It's because there's a real reason for that in terms of, you know, and they understand the exact detail of the value of that.
Yes.
And what you're saying is we all need to be thinking about, how do you start? All right, here's the thing. Someone listening to this is excited like I am listening to you, and I'm inspired to think about things in a different way, but I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to start.
Yes.
So two things. How do we use a coach like you to help us, and kind of how do you serve a client in that way?
Yes.
And then, what are the first couple of things I need to think about to start getting myself in the right mindset to take this seriously and do it the right way?
Yes, to seek out a professional, to seek out somebody who knows what they're doing, to be able to help you, number one, heal, because a lot of people haven't healed.
Right.
So when I say heal, I mean you may have inflammation in that knee. We maybe need to do some ice therapy on it to get the inflammation out. And see, that's another thing when you're coming home and you finish your workout and you feel a little twinge here and there. But the first thing you may need to do is ice. We say ice first 48 hours. If you feel an injury, just use the acronym RICE. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. You can do a lot of healing yourself. So you do that first. Get some of that inflammation out. Then from there, you have to strengthen that area. But you have to seek out a professional who knows how to assess your body, who knows how to assess your mind. Because your mind is the thing that you're really like, I got to do this. I got to do well. No, we can do this, but let us slowly, you know,
slowly. And,
yes. Mm-hmm. And so everybody wants to, Carol, you say, jump on that horse and take off running. But you know, you need to, you need to take your time. I said, get on that horse and gallop. I mean, but you know, you need to slow down first, trot first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's getting that professional, and then. The professional needs to know, which they should, that you need to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the work where you may say, well, I'm going to go take a yoga class with you. I definitely believe in yoga. But the thing there is if you have an injury or if you want to go to that next level, usually in a yoga class, you may be stretching one area, but you're stressing another area. And so what you need is you need to be in a total relaxed position and letting someone stretch you.
Mm. Boy, when that's done, that's an amazing experience.
Oh, yes.
Am I correct in understanding that most people think you stretch before or after a specific exercise?
Good question.
Aren't you supposed to be stretching just every day anyway?
So the method of stretching, the old school was stretch first, then run. Stretch first, then activity. No, muscles are pliable. The more they're heated, the more they stretch. So what you need to do is get a good warming up exercise. And that could be walking. That could even be a slight jog. But we need to elevate the core temperature of the body. Once we elevate the core temperature of the body, the muscles are ready to be stretched. Then we stretch them. Then from there, you go back to your activity. Mm-hmm. But it's always elevating the core temperature of your body first.
Doing everything wrong.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. As someone who rides horses, you know, I do. I ride dressage. So we spend a lot of time. I spend the first 10 minutes walking the horse.
Yes.
And actually, I stretch her front legs before I get on her.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend 10 minutes, you know, walking, and then I'll spend another 10 minutes in a low, stretchy trot.
Yes.
And then depending on what I get in those two gates depends on where I go next.
Yes.
Because for me, you know, she's just as much of the athlete as I am.
Yeah, very much so.
And, you know, I don't want her to pull anything because she's not properly warmed up.
Right, yes.
And I don't want to cram her into a, you know, upper-level dressage frame until I'm sure she's stretched through her entire top line.
Yes.
You know, yet I'm bad. I don't stretch before I get on or go ride.
You just illustrated a point, though, Carol, that you know that animal and you understand the things you got to do and you can read it. And we need to do the same thing.
With, you know, every animal, every animal, when they awake, they stretch.
Yep.
Every animal.
Oh, yeah.
When they awake, except
humans.
Humans. Now, we may stretch a little bit coming out of bed, but for the most part.
All right. Quick question. When we wake up in the morning, when we get up, when we get out of bed, what should we do right away?
Take your time getting out of bed. Depending on how well you slept or depending on how well that mattress is supported, depending on your tension from that dream. But getting out of bed, don't stretch right away. Let your body warm itself. Either take a shower or walk around the house, walk around your apartment, walk around wherever. Let the core temperature of your body elevate. Then you can stretch. I mean, I love showers in the morning because that's the way of the body's opening up and the elasticity, the skin, the flexibility because of the heat. And so from there, you can stretch. But as soon as you get up in the morning, don't try to do anything.
Right. Mm-mm.
Now, your body wants to elongate itself and you have to know what your limits are. But don't try to go into a, you know, intense stretch program.
Sounds like we should stretch in the shower.
Very much so. Best
works
place.
Works for me.
Seriously. I mean, it's brilliant. Well, Ulrich, I mean, goodness. I mean, I want to talk about breathing. I mean, we haven't, one of the critical things we haven't even had a chance to talk about is the nutritional side of all of this.
Yes.
I mean, you talk about
inflation.
One of the reasons most of us have inflammation is because of the crap that we put down our throats, you know, and that's a whole different conversation. We don't have time. We're going to have this gentleman back because we have much more to discuss with him. Sad to say we're out of time, Ulrich. Before we let you go, should anyone have questions on any of this?
Yes.
Or want to reach out to you? Because you work with corporate executives, you work with entrepreneurs. And so if you're listening and you're one of those and you want to get a professional that kind of help you design a program that's suited to you and your personal situation, how do they find you? I imagine you have some other resources that people can consume as well.
Yes.
Give us all that, please.
Yes. So the phone number to the studio is 678-365-5770. The website is Bienaime, that's B-I-E-N hyphen, like a minus sign, A-I-M-E fitness.com.
All right. Ulrich Bienaime.
Yes.
A health wellness disciplinarian.
Yes.
With Bienaime Strength and Stretch Studio.
Yes.
It was a great pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for spending some time.
Thank you for having me.
I imagine our paths will cross again. We have much more to learn from you. So, all right. It's all the time we have for today. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of our guest, Ulrich Bienaime, my co-host, Carol Morgan, and a very tight, kneading, stretching Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thank you for checking in. We'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.